be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. Rangers close in on their 8th summer signing as they look to bring in Roma striker Umar Sadiq. James McFadden says the national team must stop relying on Lee Griffiths for goals, and St Mirren add 3 new faces as they prepare for their return to the Premiership. I'm Andrew McLean and I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by Hugh Keevans.
It's all warming up nicely. Rangers' 8th signing. I take it's a loan deal, young... Jaffrey from Liverpool, and that'll be 2 loan deals by my reckoning, 6 signings. So Steven Gerrard knows that Rangers finished 3rd and therefore way off the pace for Celtic are concerned, and that's why so many are coming in.
And of course, as usual, the chance to grab yourself £5,000 this summer, weeknights from 6 until 7, is your chance to come on air and answer as many sporting general knowledge questions as you can correctly inside 30 seconds. There's plenty of time left to get involved. Finals week isn't until July 23rd. A 6 will get you on the leaderboard, but we've got 3 at the top of the leaderboard currently on a 7. That's David McGill from East Kilbride, Stuart McCannon from Stirling, and last night we had Terry McCutcheon from Barrhead. But can you do better than that? If you think you can, head to Clyde1.com. You'll find all the relevant information there and the instructions that you need to register, or head onto our Twitter at ClydeSSB, our pinned tweet. That'll take you right to there. No harm in getting involved for £5,000, Hugh.
Oh, not at all. Look at the weather. You should still be away for a marvellous break before it all kicks off on the 4th of August.
Well, Rangers, they're on a break at the moment. They're in Spain, and we brought you the news yesterday that they had made their 7th summer signing in John Flanagan, and that could be 8 very soon with the club. They're in talks with Roma over a move for striker Umar Sadiq, the 21-year-old. I don't know if you watched any of the Olympics in Rio, the football, Hugh?
I'm not familiar with Umar Sadiq, if that's the question you're about to ask me, but if he's with Roma, Andrew, then he must be of a certain calibre. And if you can get him on loan for a season, then it's well worth the effort.
Well, in those Olympics in 2016, he did play for Nigeria's team. Obviously, the Olympics are under 23 teams. He did play for them. He played 6 times, scored 4 goals. It's a decent level. He spent the second half of last season on loan in the Dutch Eredivisie. He was at NAC Breda, where he scored 5 times in 12 games. A team that, in all honesty, were struggling down the bottom of the table, which isn't a bad record for a 21-year-old striker.
Well, look at what Rangers have at their disposal. They have Alfredo Morelos, who for me has yet to show that he is genuinely top drawer. If you judge a striker by the goals he gets against the top team in the division, and in this division it's Celtic, then he hasn't scored against Celtic, and he's yet to prove that he's a 20 goal a season man on a regular basis. So the alternatives simply aren't there. Jason Cummings is gone and doesn't look as if he's coming back. And so if young Mr. Sadiq can come here and show that he is worth a year on loan, then it's up to Rangers to see if they can do business along the lines of Odson Edouard and Celtic, although not in that price range.
Well, like yourself, Hugh, he was a player that I wasn't overly aware of before the interest came about from Rangers. But as we do, we've done our research. From what I've seen, he's a big lad, about 6'3", 6'4". Seems to like to play off the last shoulder of the defender. You know, he's got a good bit of pace, good bit of power to get himself to the goal. Do you think that's the type of striker that Rangers need?
Everything that Steven Gerrard speaks about relates to the lack of physicality that Rangers had last season. How easily they were brushed aside by Celtic in the game that Steven Gerrard watched. And so his thinking goes down that particular route, and Sadiq would be the next one in line to fit the Steven Gerrard profile.
And we also saw towards the end of last season, Alfredo Morelos was the main striker, Jason Cummings the backup striker. Cummings a player you wouldn't expect back at Ibrox?
No, I think he'd be back by now, Andrew. He'd be over with Rangers over in, where are they exactly?
They are in Malaga,
right. He'd be over in Malaga with Rangers if that were the case. I think he pleased the fans. He had a way with them. He had all the tricks and jokes. But did he score often enough? No.
Well, 0141 951 1025 is the number if you want to get involved, or tweet us at Clyde SSB. You can find us, but Mark from Giffnock has decided to give us a call. Mark?
Good evening, Hugh and guys. How are you?
Fine, Mark.
Good evening.
It's been a long summer, Hugh.
Oh, listen, enjoy it. Time enough for all the madness, and don't worry, it's coming along.
I'll tell you something. This Sunday, it will be 7 weeks since I was leaving Easter Road. Hibernian 5, Rangers 5.
Yeah.
Now, a couple of questions. Rangers, but Jason Holt and O'Halloran left this week, beginning of the week.
Uh-huh.
That's 15 players that have left Rangers if you include the loan deals. If you include the coaches, the likes of Jimmy Nicol and Johansson and other backroom staff, 19 have gone, and there's another 4 that have remained at Ibrox, Cardoso, Eduardo Herrera, and there's a couple of others. We're led to believe there could be as many as 25 away from Rangers.
Uh-huh.
And with this boy from Roma, that'll actually be the 8th signing, Hugh.
Yeah.
Because the boy, Joe Flanagan, was the 7th. There's also strong rumours tonight that Lafferty, a deal's been done to bring Lafferty back. I think he got 19 goals at Hearts. The rumours are his Rangers have put a bid to Hearts has been accepted. So it's really just to get your opinion. I mean, have you seen a change like that? If you look at the players gone and the players coming in and with the coaches, you're talking about a turnaround of potentially 35 to 40 members of staff.
Yeah. Well,
have you ever seen that before?
Well, I've seen close to it. When Martin O'Neill came in at Celtic, because Celtic were so far behind Rangers and things had to be done, and Dermot Desmond was willing to bankroll £22 million on the sale of the incoming transfer of 4 players, and Martin O'Neill changed the entire backroom staff and so on and so forth. These things are done for a reason. It's perfectly obvious why Rangers are doing it. They finished third. Dave King said he wanted a strong second. He didn't get second at all, strong or otherwise. So it was perfectly obvious why Rangers had to change, and that they've gone for the dramatic overhaul of the club with Steven Gerrard coming in. I mean, your wildest imaginings, Mark, when you left Easter Road that day, you couldn't have thought Steven Gerrard would be the manager, Gary McAllister would be the number 2, and we'll be signing players all over the place. So it's been done for a purpose, and the reason is Rangers were miles behind what they had to be, and you all know why. Rangers are very keen. They have to stop Celtic from winning 10 in a row.
Certainly the 2 defenders that have come in with the boy Goldson looks about the same size as Baldy. Of course, that we saw at Celtic Park 10 years ago. So certainly physicality is a huge thing that they're building.
Yeah, again, that's for a purpose. You know, I realise that I'm intruding in private grief here when I say this to you, Mark, but you remember Celtic scoring 5 goals 3 times against Rangers in the last 2 seasons.
Rangers lost 9-0 to Celtic at the end of last season.
Yeah.
4-0 and 5-0, 9-0.
Yeah.
That's the reality, so disgraceful. Just one other thing, I would say, though, that Gerrard does need a marquee signing. Don't get me wrong, I hope every one of these players is brilliant, outstanding. But I do think he needs a marquee signing. Maybe it's a big centre-forward or to spend money. I think the board need to come out and let him spend £3-5 million on a marquee signing as well.
Well, we have seen Conor Goldson come in for a fee of around that. Would you not count that as a marquee signing?
I would, because the defence is the most important part of the team, clearly, from last year. But I do think the club need to come out with a marquee centre forward.
I would say 2 things to you, Mark, with regard to what you've just asked. First of all, the transfer window, by my dodgy reckoning, has 48 days left to run. Therefore, many, I think, could happen at Rangers and at all other clubs over a 48-day period. And secondly, it's not important that the marquee signing comes in June or even July. If you can sneak him in on the last day of July, such as, and I don't want to remind you again, Mark, but Celtic signed Scott Sinclair just before the season began, 2 seasons ago. And by the end of that season, he was Scotland's Player of the Year. So it's not when you do it, it's who you bring in.
Here's a question, Hugh. Are you impressed with the work that Rangers are doing? That's a question.
Without doubt. I do take on board all the arguments about Steven Gerrard and his lack of managerial experience. I do also take on board that you can sign 8 players and be very enthusiastic, and it turns out that they're not as good as you first thought. I do realise, but for me, from this distance, and you know, as ever, if I'm wrong, I'll cheerily eat my words and wipe egg from my face all day long. But from this distance, I see Rangers presenting a genuine challenge to Celtic. Celtic are still the stronger, but I see a proper Rangers challenge, the like of which we have not seen from them over the 2 seasons of Mark Warburton, Pedro Caixinha, Graham Murty et al.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Well, it's time to get our first contestant of the night on the phone for £5,000 Fan, and it is Paul from Moodysburn.
How you doing, mate?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Yourself?
I'm good. Nervous?
Well, nervous. Why are you nervous? Come on, all it is, 30 seconds. Answer as many questions as you can correctly. That's all it is, and you could win £5,000.
Aye, piece of cake.
It sounds easy in theory, Hugh, but it's not always that easy.
No, of course not. I mean, Paul's at the other end of a telephone line. It's easy for us standing here in the studio. For me, it's always slightly easier here than it is at the other end of the line. But listen, Paul, all I can say to you is good luck.
Cheers, mate.
Oh yes, Paul, 30 seconds on the clock it'll be to answer as many questions as you can correctly. If you don't know the answer, of course, you can pass or give it a guess. Aim of the game is to stay on the leaderboard until finals week. Does that all sound good to you?
That sounds right, mate.
Perfect. Well, here we go. Which was Nacho Novo's first Scottish club?
Dundee.
Former Bolton winger Jeff King has joined which Scottish club?
St Mirren.
Which Scottish Championship team did Alan Ruff play most of his games for?
Raith Rovers.
Scottish internationalist Tom Kearney plays for which Premier League club?
Fulham.
Alphabetically, which club is last in the Scottish Premiership?
St Johnson.
Who does Iceland face this afternoon?
Nigeria.
Which former Rangers player has extended his contract at Killie?
Chris Buck.
Alex Tati Marshall is a legend in which sports?
Tennis.
You got an answer in, but was it the right answer? Well,
good
we'll
effort,
go through
though, Paul.
Them.
Good effort.
Good effort, says Hugh. We'll go through and see whether it was a good effort or not. Well, you said Nacho Novo's first Scottish club. You went for Dundee. Hugh, do you know this one?
Is it Raith Rovers?
It is Raith Rovers. Mm. So you didn't get on the board there, Paul, but you did get on the board here. Jeff King has joined St Mirren, the former Bolton winger. We'll be talking a bit about St Mirren later. That was one for you there. Which Scottish Championship team did Alan Ruff play most of his games for? I think you said Raith Rovers on that one. If you said Raith Rovers on the first one, well, you would have got that one correct, but you didn't get this one correct. Partick Thistle was the answer to that question. Tom Kearney, of course, plays for Fulham, the Scottish international. So that was two you got there. Alphabetically, which club is last in the Scottish Premiership? You went for St Johnstone. So close. St Mirren.
Of course.
The other saint. Who did Iceland face this afternoon? That was, of course, Nigeria. 2-0 to Nigeria it was in that game. Which former Rangers player extended his contract with Killie? Paul, you went for Chris Burke, and you got it right. And finally, the one you got in just in time, you went for tennis for Alex Tati Marshall.
Bowls.
Bowls is the answer. So, by my reckoning,
4.
That was a 4.
Yeah.
What do you think, Paul?
Not bad, at least I never embarrassed myself.
No, not at all. You hit the bar there, Paul.
Hit the bar, but not quite in the net, unfortunately. A 4 for Paul, but if you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com. You'll find all the relevant information and instructions to register, or if Twitter your thing, find us at ClydeSSB. Go to our pinned tweet and you'll be able to enter through that. Now, Hugh, we'll go back to Rangers. Umar Sadiq is the man that they're looking to bring in. Of course, they had, you know, Jason Cummings in last year. Eduardo Herrera was a player that didn't even make it on Rangers' summer tour this season.
Yeah.
Never really set the heather alight.
Well, you know, Steven Gerrard's had a, albeit short time to look at him, and then didn't even take him to Spain. So you wonder if he's already made up his mind. I have no idea how much Eduardo Herrera earns per week at Rangers, but he's part of the Pedro Caixinha baggage. Therefore, I must suspect he's on a very healthy wage, and he would be one, I would guess, that Rangers would try to get off the wage bill as soon as possible.
Well, 0141 951 1025 if you want to get involved. And that's exactly what Paul in Cumbernauld has done. Paul?
Oh, how are you doing?
Not
how you doing,
too
you?
Bad.
I'm really glad that you're so optimistic about Rangers' chances this year. Maybe you might tip them to beat Celtic again the first game of the season, eh? After last season's performance. You remember that?
It was the season before.
No. You said last year, the first game, you thought Rangers would beat us at Ibrox.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But so you see how that panned out. I really don't know.
Do you think I'm concerned by that, Paul?
Oh, I'm really concerned, man.
No, I said, do you think I'm concerned by that?
No, I just think you try to be that controversial sometimes. You obviously try to pet the Rangers out of it, but I mean, they should concentrate on trying to second, never mind trying to challenge Celtic, especially with the signs he signed, because I don't see them better than any of the Aberdeen players that Aberdeen have got in it.
All a matter of opinion, of course, Paul. My opinion is it'll be Rangers with a proper challenge for Celtic. That's the terminology I'm using, a proper challenge for Celtic. And I don't think Aberdeen will be second this time. All a matter of opinion. If I'm wrong, it won't concern me. As I said, I'll wipe the egg from my face and carry on regardless.
Paul?
Well, I'll guarantee you're going to be wrong again, sir.
Well, if you're offering me a guarantee and I'm right and you're wrong, I hope you'll be man enough to come back on and say you were wrong.
Definitely.
Good man.
Well, 0141 951 1025 to get involved, of course, or if you want to tweet us, at ClydeSSB on Twitter. After the break, we'll be giving you the chance to win a hamper of food and drink worth £250 in association with Key Store. Not bad, Hugh.
Oh, hey, we can all use a little extra.
Exactly. And we'll also be hearing from Celtic striker Lee Griffiths. All that after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly.
Hugh Keevans here with me, Andrew McLean, on Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan. Coming up a bit later, we'll be giving you the chance to win a £250 hamper with Key Store. But let's turn things to Celtic and Scotland for now. Scotland assistant boss James McFadden, he's been speaking today. He says the players on Alex McLeish's side, they need to step up to the plate in terms of goal scoring and help take the burden away from Celtic striker Lee Griffiths. Griffiths, well, he missed Scotland's last five games, three through injury, and then he didn't travel to Peru and Mexico because he had a clean-up operation during the summer. And in that time, Scotland have only scored once. And it was a Matt Phillips goal in March. That's the only time they've scored since October, and quite embarrassingly, to be honest, the last goal they scored before that, in October, was an own goal from Martin Skirtle. So, Hugh, where are Scotland's goals coming from?
Lee Griffiths, if he's fit. You know, it's James's job to appeal to the other players to get the finger out where goal scoring is concerned, but we don't have a natural goal scorer other than Lee Griffiths. And it's indicative of how well he's played for Celtic that they're now talking about an extension to his contract. He's on 98 goals at Celtic. The list of those who have reached the century for Celtic is a good one, but not that lengthy, so it would be a tremendous feather in Lee Griffiths' cap. But in terms of the national side, until somebody dazzling emerges, you're still looking at Lee Griffiths as your number one threat.
Well, Lee Griffiths, he's actually been speaking about Scotland this week. Here's what he's had to say about his international aspirations and also what it's like watching his teammates on the TV at the World Cup.
Yeah, of course, you know, Lustro's been, Lustro, Gambo and Dedo have been playing at, you know, a high level for around a number of years now. And, you know, they're fully deserving of places in the squad. I seen Lustro the other day, was really good, and so was Dedo. So, you know, it's good to have them up there.
Does that make you kind of want to push on even more with Scotland and maybe, you know, play yourself in one of these tournaments?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's a pinnacle of your career to play at a major tournament, be your country. But, yeah, it's not just me. There's a few boys in the squad. And our Celtic squad that play for Scotland, so I'm sure they'll be thinking the exact same.
When you see England there, is there a bit of regret that Scotland didn't make it?
No, over the campaign we weren't good enough. And that's a be-all and end-all. You know, we finished off the season, the campaign really well, but, you know, at the start we weren't that good. But we need to look forward now, and we've got Euro 2020 to look forward to.
And about Scotland in the summer, I remember a few months ago you said you were keen to be involved with the squad. Why were you not in? Were you not quite fit? Or
nah, I had a wee tidy-up operation. Which kept me out of the games, but obviously it's got me back in time for pre-season, so you know, I'll be looking forward to games in September, and you know, hopefully I stay injury free and I'll be involved.
And what do you make of you know, the new manager and what he was trying to do in South America? He mixed the squad up a bit. And
yeah, it's you know, he's wanting to give players game time, see how they cope with the international stage. But you know, come September, I think, you know, it'll be a very defined squad, and looking forward to the Euro qualifying campaign.
I think first and foremost, Brendan Rodgers will be delighted that Lee Griffiths has had that tidy up operation and will be there firing on all cylinders, because Celtic have a very arduous start to the season, Andrew. You know, with the start in Armenia, it's a horrible journey. And then they hope to progress to play in another six home and away European qualifiers. So it's a very arduous start to the season. And Lee Griffiths will be an important part of that for Brendan Rodgers.
James McFadden obviously saying that, you know, Scotland rely on him for goals. There's a chance that Lee Griffiths, you know, last season he wasn't a regular starter for Celtic. You've got Moussa Dembele in there, you've got Odson-Edouard. They've now spent big money to keep Odson-Edouard on a permanent basis. Scotland could be relying on a striker that's sitting on the bench week in, week out.
Well, Odson-Edouard, at the kind of money that Celtic have played, has to get games. But for me, Lee Griffiths, in the time that he's been at Celtic, has been outstanding. And, you know, he can never be overlooked. And in the midst of all that, you never know what Moussa Dembele's immediate future is. You know, as I say, the window has 48 days to go. It's a long time for Celtic to hold on to the player who will be attracting interest from various parts of Europe and down south as well. But from Brendan Rodgers' perspective, it's very handy to have Lee Griffiths there, because all players are subject to injury, subject to fluctuations of form. And this guy, two goals away from a century of goals for Celtic, is a persistent threat to teams in the Premiership.
We've seen that there's been plenty of interest in Moussa Dembele in the past. Do you feel that with that signing of Odson-Edouard, it might make it a bit easier for Celtic to let him go?
Well, Celtic, while being the best team in the country for years now, also are the best business in the country and have been for many years now. And in the business of balancing the books, if somebody comes along and offers you, for the sake of conversation, £20 million or rising for Moussa Dembele, then it would be in keeping with Celtic's approach to business to sell him.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Well, it's time to get our second contestant of the night on the line, and it's Sean from Clyde Bank. Sean?
Come on now, Sean.
Hiya.
Sean, there we are. You've joined us. Sean. So, of course, you're a Celtic fan. You'll have heard us there talking about Lee Griffiths, talking about Moussa Dembele, talking about Odson-Edouard. What do you make of Celtic's striking options this season?
The striking options are strong. That's probably our strongest area, along with the central midfield. Probably need to get a right-back and a north centre-half in.
Well, yeah, I think this could be a big season for Anthony Ralston. Mikhail Lustig is in Russia. And, you know, he will need a break in between finishing the World Cup, whenever that may be, and resuming at Celtic and going headlong into what will be a very demanding season. But I think this could be a big season for Anthony Ralston. Before you start looking at other incoming players, why not give Anthony Ralston a chance?
Sean?
I don't know about Anthony.
Hugh, do you feel that, you know, Anthony Ralston, he was obviously loaned out towards the tail end of last season. He was at Dundee United. Do you feel that if he was a player that Brendan Rodgers would have wanted to play for Celtic first team this season, he might have been playing at a higher level than Dundee United?
Not necessarily. You know, the Celtic sent Callum McGregor to Notts County. Now, for many people, that would be the equivalent of disappearing off the radar. But it did Callum McGregor no harm, and he came back, and you know, he's now a firm favourite with the Celtic supporters and looks an immense player for Celtic. So the fact that he went to Dundee United is of no concern whatsoever. I could understand the logic. They were going for promotion. It all went awry in the end. But Anthony Ralston has first team experience with Celtic, and Brendan Rodgers gave him that first team experience. And I think Brendan would be looking at Anthony Ralston to see if he can do a Kieran Tierney.
Well, Sean, it's time to get down to business. Half a minute, as usual. You've got answer as many questions correctly as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass or give it a guess. You never know, you might get it right. And the aim of the game is to stay on the leaderboard until finals week. 6 gets you on the leaderboard, 7 will put you joint top of the leaderboard, and 8, well, that'll put you as the outright leader. Does that all sound okay with you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, well, it's time for you to start answering some questions. Which university team will Glasgow City face in the third round of the Women's Scottish Cup?
Edinburgh.
Rod Petrie is the chairman of which Scottish club?
Hibs.
What was the final score of Brazil's win over Costa Rica?
2-0 Brazil.
Callum Morris and Keith Watson have signed for which Scottish Championship team?
Falkirk.
Which Hibs player joined from St Johnstone having previously been at Hearts?
Pass.
Preston are reportedly lining up a loan deal for which Celtic winger?
Johnny Hayes.
You got that one just in time. How do you think you got on, Hugh?
Yeah, good effort again, Sean.
Well, this one, bit of a random question that's been thrown in there. Which university team will Glasgow City face in the third round of the Women's Scottish Cup? Do you know that one, Hugh?
No.
Stirling University. Oh. Well known for their football, Stirling University. But no points for you there, Sean. Rod Petrie is the chairman of which Scottish club? You got that one right. It is Hibs. What was the final score of Brazil's win over Costa Rica? It was 2-0, as you said. Two very, very late goals for Brazil there to give them 3 points. Callum Morris and Keith Watson have signed for which Scottish Championship team? Ross County was the answer. You went for Falkirk, was it, Sean? Ross County was the answer. So you're stuck on 2 there. Which Hibs player? There's a lot of teams involved in this one. Which Hibs player joined from St Johnstone having previously been at Hearts? You passed. Hugh?
Is it Danny Swanson?
It is Danny Swanson.
Yeah.
Good knowledge there. And Preston, well, here was a Celtic question for you. Preston are reportedly interested in lining up a loan deal for which Celtic winger? And Johnny Hayes was the correct answer. So Sean, I make that a 3. How'd you feel?
Decent effort, Sean.
Well, thank you to Sean for getting involved. Unfortunately, a 3 doesn't get him on the leaderboard. A 6 will. And can you achieve that, or can you achieve better? If you think you can, head to Clyde1.com. You'll find all the information there to register. Or if you prefer Twitter, you can find us at ClydeSSB. Go to our pinned tweet and that'll take you straight there. And also, if you want to phone us and talk about something, 0141 951 1025 is the number. And I say something, please keep it Scottish football related. That would be nice. And that's exactly what Stuart in Lark Hall has done. Stuart?
How you doing, guys? All right?
Yep.
All right, Stuart, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Hi there. I was just a wee point about Rangers. I'm a big Rangers fan, obviously. Celtic deservedly so. I've did well the past few seasons to win the league. And looking at last season, Rangers, obviously, a couple of different managers. Hugh, honestly, do you think the impact that Stevie Gerrard will have on the fitness, on the team, if it took Celtic until maybe the third game until last season? I know Hibs beat them and they could have had it wrapped up before then, but I don't think that it's going to be a walk in the park as Celtic fans think it'll be. I think if Rangers have got that stability of a manager in the background, know that Sunday away every couple of months, and do you know what I think, Hugh? Do you know what I think Rangers will go a bit closer? And Celtic aren't, I mean, Celtic can only beat what's in front of them. And fair do, Celtic have done that. They've did well in the Champions League. They've did Scottish football proud. And any Rangers fan that doesn't admit that the drumstruck, come on, let's be honest.
Yeah.
They've kept the Scottish League going.
Yeah, you cannot be dismissive of Celtic. Let's leave Stephen Gerrard, 8 signings and everything associated with Rangers to the one side for the moment. You cannot be dismissive of a Celtic side who in season 1 of Brendan Rodgers' management become the Invincibles, win all 3 major trophies and do not lose a game the entire season long. and then for the first time in Scottish football history do the double treble. So you cannot be dismissive of Celtic. Only a fool would be dismissive of Celtic.
I totally agree with you, and it's fantastic for Brendan Rodgers, for a manager of his calibre, to come up to Scottish football. It raised the bar of Scottish football.
But at the same time, having said that, it is the job of Celtic supporters to be dismissive of Rangers. And they are dismissing the whole Steven Gerrard revolution without knowing how it all pans out. Mm-hmm. I, from this distance, have said that I think Rangers will present a proper challenge to Celtic. The last two seasons, Rangers have been an embarrassment to themselves and an embarrassment to the supporters of the club. But I think under Steven Gerrard, and acknowledging that he has no previous managerial experience, the players that he has brought in, the players who were already there but underachieving for one reason or another, for me, present a squad that is the second best in the country, and Rangers will put up a proper challenge to Celtic. But at the moment, Celtic remain the benchmark.
The Keystore Cup. They'll support you evermore with everything you need to enjoy a summer of sport.
Well, an amazing summer of international football is of course underway. We've been watching it in the office so far today, and right now you could win a Keystore hamper with £250 worth of snacks and drinks for you to enjoy while you're watching all the action over in Russia. Hugh Keevans has been checking out some classic international goals, and that'll give you the chance to win with Keystore. There's a video on our Twitter of Ronnie and Hugh. They're commentating on a famous international goal, but now's your chance to win on Clyde One Super Scoreboard with Keystore. Have a listen to Hugh here commentating on this famous international goal.
Well, this game was played in Querétaro, or given the identity of the team who scored the goal, Querétaro will be Querétaro. And this is a goal from the smallest player on the park. He takes the ball, he looks to see where the goalkeeper is, and he lifts it over him into the corner of the net. What's he doing? He's going to climb over the hoardings. Well, he tried.
Well, if you think you know the goal scorer, call now 0141 951 1025 for your chance to be a winner with Keystore. Normally I would ask our pundit if they have an idea, but somehow I think Hugh might know the answer. If you want to have a listen again, head to at ClydeSSB on Twitter during the break. We've posted a video of Hugh and Ronnie commentating on it, but be quick because we're going to get the winner on the line as soon as we can. You must be 18 or over to take part, and because it's Glasgow and the West, you must have a G, M, L, P, A, K, A or an F, K in your postcode. After the break, we'll be talking about St Mirren's new signings and hearing from Cammy Smith. That's after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Hugh Keevans here with me, Andrew McLean, on Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan. We'll be talking about a busy couple of days in the transfer market for St Mirren in a while, and speaking to forward Cammy Smith. But first, it's time for this.
The Keystore Cup. They'll support you evermore with everything you need to enjoy a summer of sport.
Yes, we've got our caller on the line who is hopefully going to win a £250 hamper with Keystore. It's William from Newlands. William?
Hello?
Hello, William.
Hello.
Well, you're on. You've listened to it. We'll give you another chance to listen before we get the answer from you, of course. But how confident are you that you've got the right answer?
Yeah, pretty confident, yeah.
Pretty confident. I like that, Hugh. I like that.
He's a shoo-in. I can tell. William sounds like a man who knows his stuff. He's a shoo-in.
But without telling us the goal, just give us a wee bit of background. Do you remember watching this goal on TV?
Oh, yes, I do, yes.
He does indeed. Well, before we get into it, let's have a listen to your commentary again, Hugh.
Well, this game was played in Querétaro, or given the identity of the team who scored the goal, Querétaro will be Querétaro. And this is a goal from the smallest player on the park. He takes the ball, he looks to see where the goalkeeper is, and he lifts it over him into the corner of the net. What's he doing? He's going to climb over the hoardings. Well, he tried.
Well, it was so well described, Hugh.
Did that give the game away for you, that bit about climbing the hoardings, William?
It did, yes.
Yeah.
It is a famous celebration. Go on, put us out our misery. What was the goal?
Gordon Strachan.
Gordon Strachan, indeed. Scotland against West Germany, Mexico, 1986. Congratulations, William. You've won yourself a £250 hamper of food and drink, thanks to Key Store, and that will keep you going through the football this summer.
Fantastic.
Well done, William.
Well done to William. Well, not a bad prize.
Hey, terrific bet.
Well, we'll get back to the football, shall we? In St Mirren, they've had a busy couple of days in the transfer market. Last night, they confirmed two signings, the first of which was defender Josh Heaton. He joined on a three-year contract for a fee believed to be about £75,000. Not often you see St Mirren spending that type of money.
No. You know, people will laugh at the money compared to Celtic's 7, 8, 9 million pounds, whatever, for Odson Edouard. But it's great to see a club of St Mirren standing spending any kind of money at all. So well done, Gordon Scott, Alan Stubbs, Tony Fitzpatrick, all associated with the club. It's a sign of continuing growth.
And on top of that, they signed striker Cody Cook from Truro. And as well today, they confirmed the signing of winger Jeff King. He signed from Bolton. Well, he was released by Bolton. He signed on a two-year deal. Had an impressive spell at the end of last season at FC United of Manchester. It seems to be the level that Alan Stubbs is going for players. And while we're on the subject of St Mirren, why don't we hear from forward Cammy Smith? He's been telling us the squad are absolutely delighted with the arrival of Alan Stubbs and says ambitions are high for the coming season.
When you're the promoted team, you want to go up and get a feel for the league and get a stamp on the league. We're not that type of group that want to go up and just be happy to finish 11th and stay up through playoffs. Obviously, we want to finish as high as we can. We're not stupid. We know there's some very good teams in the league and there's some big clubs. So we know we're going to have to work hard. But I think with the new manager coming in, as you said, that he'll have his own ambitions. And once we get to work with him and he gets his ideas across, and we're just going to have to give it our best shot and try aim as high up the league as we can. When Jack left, I think everybody was on a bit of a downer, but I think if you could have asked the players who they would have wanted appointed as the new manager, I think we would all would have said who would have appointed Alan Stubbs. So I think it's lifted everyone again to get a manager with that type of name and what he's done in the game. I think it speaks volumes of how things are at the club. Yeah, there is ambitious people at the club. Tony and the chairman have said a couple of things, but no, it's good. You'd rather be ambitious than not have goals. I mean, if you aim high, then you're only going to fall a bit short, and that's the worst thing that's going to happen. So of course we're going to want to do as well as we can. I mean, I want to play at the highest level possible. I mean, going to St Mirren was really good for me, and the season I've had there has really helped me.
Well, Cammy Smith saying that they don't just want to settle for being 11th, but they'd settle for 10th, because if you avoid the playoffs and you avoid automatic relegation, that is a good return to the major flight. Alan Stubbs has been an inspired appointment. We all know how his last day in Scottish football ended. It ended in the Scottish Cup win for Hibs over Rangers. He made a horrendous choice thereafter. Went to Rotherham, a disaster, and he's been man enough to admit that he made the wrong choice. He's going in with his eyes wide open here. First season, consolidation. Consolidation, consolidation. That's all that matters for St Mirren. We'll get round to Tony Fitzpatrick's ambition to win the league one day at a later date. But consolidation first, and then we'll see where St Mirren go.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Make a big summer signing now and sign up at ClydeOne.com.
Well, it's time to get our third contestant of the evening on the phone. No one on the leaderboard yet. John from Dumbarton, do you feel you're capable of doing it?
Yeah, I hope so. I'll give it a go anyway.
You'll give it a go. Well,
I was on last year, so I'm a wee bit more nervous this year. But
how did you score last year, John?
I got a 5.
Oh,
5's not a bad score at all. However, that's not going to get you on the leaderboard. A 6 gets you on the leaderboard, of course. A 7 will put you joint top. Do you think you can go one better?
It'll be tough, isn't it? Do any questions earlier, I wouldn't get far. So.
Fingers crossed, John.
Questions. I hope so.
Well, it's a new set of questions for you. 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, you can pass or at least give it a guess. Aim of the game, stay on the leaderboard until finals week. How does that sound for you, John?
That's fine, aye.
Okay, well, let's get down to business. Which Scottish League Two club had the lowest average attendance this season?
Annan.
Which Premier League team have signed Jason Steele from Sunderland?
Motherwell.
Who does Switzerland face tonight in the World Cup?
Serbia.
Which club did Peter Houston manage until last September?
Volker.
Which Manchester United goalie was the first keeper to score in a Premier League game?
Peter Schmeichel.
Which junior club play their home games at Newlands Field Park?
Pass.
What kind of animal is the World Cup mascot?
A bear.
A bear he's gone for, Hugh.
A Russian bear.
A Russian bear. Well, let's have a read through these and see how you got on. Which Scottish League Two club had the lowest average attendance last season? You went for Annan. The answer, Cowdenbeath.
Ooh.
312, their average attendance.
I'm amazed Annan get more.
Which Premier League team have signed Jason Steele from Sunderland? You went for Motherwell, but that's Premiership. It's the Scottish Premiership. It's the English Premier League. It's Jason Steele, and he's gone to Brighton. You then got on the leaderboard. Serbia against Switzerland is, of course, the fixture tonight. You got two in a row. Peter Houston did manage Falkirk until last September. Peter Schmeichel was the first goalkeeper to score in the English Premier League. So 3 for 3 there in the middle. Which junior club play their home games at Newlands Field Park, Hugh?
The mighty Pollock.
The mighty Pollock. And finally, what kind of animal is the World Cup mascot? Was Bear a guess for you?
It was, sure was, eh?
Bear was a guess. The answer is Wolf.
Oh.
Wolf. So that was a 3 for you, John. Thanks for coming on and playing. But unfortunately, John does not get on the leaderboard tonight. If you think you can get on the leaderboard, make sure to head to Clyde1.com. You can register there. Or if you prefer Twitter, go to our pinned tweet at ClydeSSB. You'll find us and all the information will be there. It's a tough game, Hugh.
Yeah, 3 still out in front on 7. So let's see if anyone can join them between now and the final in 2 weeks' time.
4 weeks' time, I believe. The 23rd of July is finals week. Plenty of time to get involved. The three at the top of the leaderboard: David McGill from East Kilbride, Stuart Buchanan from Stirling, and Terry McCutcheon from Barrhead. We had him on last night. He actually knew Alex Ray, who was in the studio. So, but he did well, got a 7. But that's it for tonight's show. It's flown in. My thanks to Hugh Keevans for joining me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan. The search continues on Monday, where it'll be Ronnie Charters and Derek Johnson in the studio as I make my way to Austria to give you the latest from Celtic's pre-season training camp. But don't go anywhere, because as usual on a Friday, it's GBX up next. That's after your latest news.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly. The summer.